I'll start on that note. That's our note here. Oh.
70 students gather in the school's auditorium, seated in front of a piano on stage. The middle and high school students had to rush through their lunch period, many eating at their seats, to be here for this rehearsal. The choir spends hours, both during and after school each week, practicing selections from a range of time periods. Next week, they'll show off their work when they sing during two masses at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican during a 9-day tour of performances in Italy. In all, some 90 people are going, including parent chaperones, teachers, and 61 members of the choir. 18-year-old senior Michaela Barrero has been in the choir since she was a freshman, and she says she's thrilled to have the opportunity to sing in Rome.
We're doing this one song, and it's a really difficult song, but it was literally written to be performed in the very churches we're going to be performing it at. So it's, like, worth it.
The trip to the Vatican is more than a year in the making. Choir director Richard Fish says he and the school's chaplain reached out to the Vatican choir maestro about visiting the famous church and perhaps performing in part of one mass. They sent a CD of songs they recorded professionally and began to wait.
Americans are much less patient than they are in Rome. Rome and Italians in general, perhaps, move at a different pace than we do. And we wanted to be careful when we did our application process, kind of not to be annoying Americans.
It took the maestro months to get back to them, but the wait was worth it. Not only did he like what he heard, the maestro booked the choir for two masses.
It was kind of a harmonic convergence of the choir being able to demonstrate that it's competent and then having the nod be given.
Fish doesn't require the students to have any prior singing or musical experience. There are no auditions for this choir. Students just need to be willing to show up and put in the work.
Other people look at them and think that we're some sort of choir school. They're such talented students, and they are talented, but they're just regular students. Anyone who wants to be a part of this, we will teach them, and we will bring them along, and it can be done.
That doesn't mean Fish is easy on the kids.
Okay, here we go, sitting up, heads up. You gotta have your head in the game for this one. We'll see how far we get. And as you started,
the musical term that I would use is being on the edge of their technique. They're singing some very complicated music, and it needs to have time to kind of sink in and to resonate within them, and then they can start to put it together.
The students don't shy away from the challenge either. Senior Sarah Shaw is one of several students from China who attend the school full-time. For Shaw, the choir gives her a chance to learn about a new culture, pick up yet another language, in this case Latin, and even socialize a little.
It's actually fun, and it's kind of opportunity to make friends with all of the freshmen, senior, like all the people.
The choir is a popular extracurricular activity. Out of 270 students at the high school, 70 are in the choir. For junior Michael Karlowitz, the choir has become a second family.
I like to compare it kind of to a sports team where you're only as good as your weakest link, but we're all pulling each other forwards. So it does require a lot more effort, but it's not necessarily harder because we're all helping each other, building each other up.
As for choir director Richard Fish, he's just as excited as his students to be able to see the Vatican for the first time in his life.
It's beyond what I would have been able to dream would have occurred.
In the meantime, his choir is putting all they've got into making their upcoming performance at the Vatican the experience of a lifetime. For WCAI, I'm Catherine Ident.